Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White Dove Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Thanks for jumping back in, guys. This is kind of my little deep dive and thoughts about interviews and as they come up, how it triggers thoughts in the entrepreneurial world and women entrepreneurs in general, since that's what the FemNation podcast is all about. I had the awesome opportunity to interview Margaret Watts Romney with Master Speaker Lab. And the thing about Margaret is I've gotten to know her over time and mostly this year. I knew who she was last year, but after several conversations and working with her, she just has this very, very calming sense to her. And I'm in the speaking realm and, you know, with stages and acquiring offline and online stages, getting on podcasts, kind of feeling my way around. I made this year the pivotal year to really start diving into that. Have taken some coaching and then we'll be exploring some more with Margaret as well. But stages are very, very, very important. And even if it's not something that you plan to try to go speak at a conference or get a keynote or, you know, something of that nature, you're going to want to expand your capabilities with your business. And really, honestly, the way to do that is to understand how that works for you. In the entrepreneurial space, in general, we are so massively noisy. There's so much going on. We lose ourselves in it if we don't know what our story is, how to talk about it, how to work with it, where to go with it, what is it even? You know, there's many different ways you can be. Where is your breakout story? Or, you know, maybe you don't have a rags to riches and maybe you just ground your way all the way there or are grinding your way there. What about, you know, if you have a very, very pivotal story, but yet you don't know how to bring that to the world, you don't know how to share that. That's where being able to speak comes to life. We can just put it out there and we can do it. And the best thing to do if you haven't had any coaching in the speaking side to understand what that looks like is to just put one foot in front of the other. That is going to get you there. But I guarantee on your journey, you're going to learn that you need a little bit more from that. It's not just being able to put one foot in front of the other, because that in your belly fire that's going to kick up from kind of igniting this story, igniting this journey that you have and what you can bring to the world and the difference that you can make, that is going to open your eyes to see that you need a little bit more, you know, special sauce from someone or, you know, a place to work with them to be able to bring that forward. But Margaret's different. I have worked with several different people and all of which have been masterfully instrumental in my engagement moving forward with my business and how I want to bring my voice to the world and the difference that I want to make. Every single one of them have been so dear to me, actually. I very much value the coaches and especially the speaking coaches I've worked with this year particularly. Margaret is next on my list and I will be working with her sometime in the next month. But the thing is that Margaret brings a sense of something to it. And as a woman entrepreneur, I appreciate that. I appreciate the calm, being able to see it. She's very capable of feeling into who you are and what your story is and able to bring it out. That I'm extremely excited to work with her. But as a woman entrepreneur, I want to touch on this for just a moment. As a woman entrepreneur, we have that intuitive nature about us that we can and should lean into. And if you haven't perfected that in your entrepreneurial journey, work on it. Trust your gut. Start trusting that intuition because it's going to lead you right. So many of us have turned it off to some degree. that we're not in tune with it as much, but the opportunity so exists for you to tap back into what is such a pivotal part of your difference to the world, what you are doing and the lives that you are changing and the people you are touching, you know, with your work, how you are bringing that to the world, that being in tune with the whole body, the mind, the spirit, the intuition that we know drives through us. And this is not super woo. I don't want to go into that space. That's not the point for this interview, but it does exist. There is a piece of that that we cannot deny. We are spiritual beings. We do feel each other's energies. We feel each other's discernment of spirits. We can tell what these are. Those are our people that resonate with us. And when you can take that, know what that is, and also be able to put your story and your gift of translating what you do to the world in the form of speaking, my gosh, girl, you can move mountains. We all have this. And I know you're thinking to yourself, some of you guys are thinking to yourself, that's not for me. I'm not able to do that. I don't know how to do that. You can. You absolutely can. I can tell you one thing. If you think for a moment that you can't, then you can't. But if you do think that you can, you will find a way. I'm so glad that you jumped on to kind of hear my thoughts and my ramblings about my interview with Margaret. It's such a wonderful experience, and what a fantastically magical gift that I have been given to be able to interview such amazing women. I look forward to hearing from you guys. If you ever have any questions about any of these interviews, you know, be sure to check out the show notes, but also reach out, find me on social. I'm out there and I handle all of my social. I respond to all my people. I handle all my emails, and I'm here for you. If there's any question or you need to be connected to somebody that we've interviewed on the podcast, be sure to reach out. Let's find it. Let's get you the answers that you need in order to move your business forward and make that difference in the world. Until next time, guys, I'll see you, and I'll see you on social.
Thanks for listening to the FemNation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.